Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. There are forces of good and evil in each one of us, but perhaps in few instances so clearly defined as in young Henry Jekyll. During his last year at college, he is instrumental in bringing about the moral downfall of one of his companions. And while he escapes detection, poor young Markham is caught and expelled. The boy is broken-hearted over this and bitterly reproaches Henry for the part he has played in his disgrace. High words follow, and Markham threatens to reveal the fact that it is the blameless head prefect, Henry Jekyll, who has really been the cause of his downfall. A cold fury possesses Henry, and his faith undergoes the peculiar transformation that only few have seen. Markham is terrified and backs away. Losing his balance, he falls headlong through the windows of the tower room they are in and crashes to his death on the courtyard below. Henry's paroxysm passes, and he lapses into unconsciousness. Next morning, he receives a visit from the headmaster.
Well, Jekyll, how are you this morning?
Much better, thank you, sir.
Stay in your study if you don't feel up to attending classes, my boy. You had a very nasty shock. So did we all, for that matter. Shocking business. Absolutely shocking.
I think I'll be all right, sir. As a matter of fact, I'd rather not be alone just now.
I can well understand that, my boy. Just as well to keep your mind off things, though. By the way, I don't suppose he gave you any inkling as to who the other boy was with him in Thorley Wood.
No, sir. Not a word, sir.
Well, he's taken the secret to the grave with him. One can only hope that this tragic affair will serve as a lesson to the one who's been at the bottom of all this unpleasant business in the senior school.
Oh, I'm certain it will be, sir. There'll be no more of it. I can promise you that, sir.
I'm sure. I hope you are right. The whole thing has been most distressing, and there's bound to be some publicity over Markham's death. Very bad for the school. Very bad indeed.
What explanation are you giving, sir?
There was a meeting of the council to consider the case this morning. We've decided to say as little about the matter as possible. The boys were all called together after morning prayers and put on their honor to say nothing at all of what they knew of the affair of Thorley Wood. At the inquest, we shall endeavor to let it be thought that Markham was worried over his failure to pass exams. That's no more than the truth. He has been working very badly just recently.
And his parents, sir?
Oh, of course, nothing can be gained by distressing them any more than can be avoided. I shall give them the same explanation. By the way, Jekyll, if they should ask to see you, would you have a talk with them?
Me, sir?
You were the last person to see their son alive. I should think it very likely that they should want to ask you a few questions.
If it's absolutely necessary, sir.
Come along now, Jekyll. You're taking this thing very much to heart. You mustn't do that, you know. You've got your own future to consider. You sit for those exams in a few weeks' time. If you let this business prey on your mind, you'll be having a breakdown and... Well, you don't look at all well.
Oh, I'll be all right, sir.
Good, good. Then I'll tell Mr. Markham that you'll speak to him if he wishes it.
Yes, sir, I'll do anything I can, sir.
They tell me, Henry, that you and my son were the greatest friends.
Yes, Mr. Markham, we were. We went everywhere together. Oh, I shall miss him. I shall miss him very, very much.
Did he ever say anything to give you any indication that he contemplated taking his life?
Never, sir. I think that he might cause you and Mrs. Markham any worry.
Ah, yes, always the most thoughtful and tender of sons. We leaned on him too much, I fear. Perhaps we were at fault for letting him see how much we were wrapped up in all that he did. There was just nothing in our lives but him. And now...
Mr. Markham, if you only knew what I'd give to be able to help you...
Thank you. Thank you, my boy. But grief is a burden no one can carry for us. But I'm glad I've had this talk with you. At least I know what happened right at the end.
It was so sudden, I hadn't time to do anything. He just stood up on the window seat, and the next minute he was gone.
Yes, so your headmaster has told me. Well, perhaps someday we shall understand the reason for these things. But just at present it's a little difficult. But I'll go and get his things now. I want to get back home as soon as possible. Mrs. Markham isn't very strong. And the shock of David's death, well, perhaps... Oh, dear, who knows?
Mr. Markham, don't say that. Oh, not David's mother, too.
Death is only terrible when you're young, my dear boy. When you're old and tired, like we are.
Oh, please don't say that, sir.
No wonder you and David were friends. He was sensitive like you. He felt things too keenly. It's a great mistake, my boy. A great mistake.
She'd never come. The oil's burnt out in the lamp, and I've been that scared up here in this creepy old mill all by myself.
Well, I couldn't come before. I told you in my letter I might be late.
I never would have waited, only I've been that worried over you. What happened, Henry? Wasn't it awful about poor Mr. Markham? Bill's been that upset.
Now listen, Hetty. If either you or Bill say so much as a single word about being in Fawley Wood with us that afternoon, you'll get yourselves into no end of trouble now. Do you understand?
How, Henry?
David Markham killed himself, and it was directly as a result of being found with Bell. If that comes out, you'll both have to go to the inquest and give evidence, and you'll get your photos in the papers. You'll never be able to hold your heads up in this town again.
Why, Henry, how wild you talk. Bell and me aren't likely to give the show away, but you can see that she's upset. She was fond of him, was Bell. She's talking of going away and getting work somewhere else.
Is she? Well, I think that's a very good idea. There isn't much chance for a girl like her in this little place.
That's what I always say. If it hadn't been for meeting you, Henry, we'd have both been gone long ago. But knowing you has helped.
Well, I won't be here much longer. I'll be going on to the university soon.
Won't I never see you no more after that? Henry, you won't forget me, will you?
Oh, of course I won't. But I won't be able to slip out to this old mill like I've been doing.
And I'll be jolly glad of that, too. Oh, a creepy place it is. If I hadn't have been so fond of you, Henry, you'd never have got me to come here. Funny what a girl would do when she's fond of a man, isn't it? We've never had no good times together. You know what I mean, like going places, seeing theatres and cafes and all that sort of thing.
Would you like that sort of thing, Hetty?
What do you think? Aren't I human, the same as everybody else?
Well, suppose I meet you sometime. Oh, a long way from here. Where we could go round together and not be afraid of being seen.
Oh, Henry... Do you mean it?
Of course I do.
Where?
Oh, anywhere. London, if you like.
London? Oh, I'd love to go to London. I've been wanting to ever since I can remember. But I've always been too scared.
Oh, what of?
Oh, everything. A girl might have a terrible time in a big place like that.
Well, you'll have the time of your life. I'll meet you there and we'll do all the things you'd like best.
True? You mean it, Henry?
Of course I do.
Oh, but when?
Oh, after the school year finishes. You know I can't get away till then.
It's about a month, isn't it? Oh, that's a long time.
Well, there's no need for you to wait. I've got to work hard anyhow. I won't be able to see you very much. If you like, you can go there now and wait for me.
Henry, you ain't trying to get rid of me, are you?
Oh, you silly little thing. Whatever put that idea into your head?
I don't know, but you're bound to want to sometime. Your kind don't stick to girls like me for very long.
Oh, I'll get along with you. I'm not nearly tired of you yet. It's just that the things are going to be very difficult from now on. You've no idea how hard it was for me to get away tonight. If I got caught, I'd be expelled. Do you know that?
Would you really? And you come out just to see me?
Yes, so you see, it'd be a good thing if you were right away. I wouldn't be tempted then.
Do you really love me like that? Oh, Henry, I'd do anything for you.
Well, do as I ask you. Go to London. Look here. Here's some money.
You'll only have to manage for a few weeks, and then I'll come to you, and we'll have the most wonderful time in the world.
Run your fingers through my ear the way you always do, Henry.
How soft it is. It curls round my fingers like little live things.
Do you have to go for a while?
Well, not for a little while. Rest your head back against my shoulder. There. That's right. How soft you are. How soft.
Sure, there isn't any letter for me today.
I've told you, there's nothing at all.
You got the name right, Eddie Wilson.
Do you think I'm likely to forget it? Haven't you been pestering me for the last 3 weeks?
I'm sorry.
Oh, now, you're sure this is the address you told them?
Yes, the Charing Cross Post Office. This is it, ain't it?
That's right. Oh, well, better luck next time. Come again this afternoon.
Thank you, mister. I will.
What's the matter with her?
Oh, you see dozens of them like that. Wait for letters from someone. Sometimes they get one, sometimes they don't.
Looks down in the mouth, doesn't she? Pretty looking little thing, too.
Comes from the country somewhere. London's full of them. They never learn.
Where's your references, my girl?
I haven't got any.
Then it's no use you coming here. We never have names on our books unless they have the best references.
Thank you. I didn't know.
Hi, Mrs. Young Lady,
offering
for you.
What's she like? Aren't you? Is it come back to the job,
eh? Yes, I am.
I thought you would. When do you want to start?
Any time you like.
Ah, that way, is it? How long since you ate?
Sometime yesterday.
Oh, well, go out into the kitchen, get yourself a meal, and then come into me. You know the term?
Yes, I know. 3 meals and a bed and 5%.
Can you dance?
A little.
What kind of dances?
The barn dance and the polka.
Ah, this isn't the village green. Ever heard of the can-can?
Yeah, but I've never seen it done.
You will. Say, what's your name?
Eddie Wilson.
Oh, we'll forget the second half. The girls here don't need more than one name.
Hi, Kitty.
What's the matter?
Here's a new girl come to take Ruby's place.